Laura and David are their brains. Their thoughts and feelings, everything that makes them who they are contained in this single organ. But the brain can't survive in isolation. It's connected to every organ in Laura's body via a sophisticated life support system, the bloodstream. Every minute, Laura's blood makes a complete circuit of her body. It gathers oxygen from the lungs and nutrients from organs like the liver. Even minor organs like the spleen play their part, filtering out poisons. So pure, nourishing, oxygenated blood can be delivered to her brain. If this supply were to be interrupted for just 3 minutes, Laura would die. In a fraction of a second, Laura's brain registers danger. Her heart beats faster, pumping more blood into her brain. Her brain is speeding up, and time actually seems to slow down. But not enough. On impact, Laura's spleen swings violently out of position, stretching the blood vessels. One ruptures and starts to leak. David's brain slams against his skull. A shockwave smashes through the soft tissue, severing connections and disrupting signals all the way down to his brainstem. His conscious brain is switched off. Parts of his brain lie in shattered ruins. The only reason he's alive is that the reflex centers of his brain that control his breathing and heartbeat survived the crash. Laura is in better shape. Her body is already at work repairing itself. The blood from the ruptured vessel feeding her spleen is congealing to form a clot, sealing the tear and stemming the flow of blood. But while Laura's body heals, David is getting much worse. Beneath David's skull, a major artery has burst. But here, the bleeding won't stop. Fresh blood is flowing from the damaged artery with such force that the congealing clot is simply pushed out of the way. As blood builds up, it squeezes David's brain, crushing the area responsible for his vital reflexes. His breathing falters. His heart rate plummets, and unless the pressure can be relieved and soon, the brain cells keeping him alive will die.